When tragedy strikes, the inclination is to help, maybe write a check. That was certainly the response of many in the Kalamazoo County area after Jason Dalton, who is back in court today, went on a shooting rampage that left six dead and two others seriously wounded. But the flood of donations raises a question. How can you make sure your donation is being used the right way, for the right purpose? Nonprofits in the Kalamazoo area have come together following that shooting spree in February. As of last month, they say they've raised more than $200,000 and dispersed more than half of that to the victims and their families. And the way they're doing it could serve as a model for other communities. Carrie Pickett-Irway is president and CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, here now to tell us more about a collaborative effort called Help Now. Carrie, what is the mission of Help Now?
We're really trying to create a vehicle for people throughout the region to give and support both the victims, their families, key witnesses, and also the community as a whole. The vehicle is an opportunity for us to help facilitate those compassionate and kind contributions in ways that will make the most of those resources.
And I get the sense that this collaborative effort got launched very, very quickly following that tragic shooting.
Yes, absolutely. Really, within 12 hours, there were calls coming in to the Community Foundation and to the United Way from corporate partners and individuals asking to be helpful, wanting to know if there was a vehicle for them to contribute to the response. And really, I think within 48 hours, the fund was established, the guidelines were made available, and the contributions could start happening through the online web page of the Help Now Fund. So it was a very, very fast response. The partnership with the United Way and the two community foundations is a very strong one, and so it was natural for us to turn to one another as we responded to our residents and the community. And because we facilitate charitable giving, it was natural for us to be really thoughtful about how can we be the best stewards possible of these gifts, and how can we facilitate the resources going directly back into the community. So we've got the grant-making tools. We know how to receipt gifts. In this case, the Battle Creek Community Foundation is receiving all of those contributions, and they're providing separate vehicles for individuals who might want to support the families directly. Any gift that is intended for one of the victims or their family members isn't charitable according to the IRS, so those are being handled separately.
Hmm.
And those contributions will go directly to those families at their discretion. The other gifts that are being directed for more community response, those would be charitable in nature, and so those are being received differently, and those will be facilitated through a more inclusive and collaborative process.
Yeah, I really like the way that you've broken down goals in three phases, and people can actually choose where they want to send their money and what they want to support.
Exactly, yeah. And part of that is we're all moved when we see or hear about tragic events like this, but we want to give and we want to contribute in different ways. And so that first strategy is really helping people who are interested in supporting the victims and their families directly. And the second strategy is really helping the local agencies build their capacity to respond to short-term needs in the community. So, for example, some of our crisis response teams across the communities in both Kalamazoo and Calhoun and Van Buren County, actually, there were response teams out working with young people in schools, people who may have known some of the victims who were dealing with trauma and anxiety and depression.
And then you've got a third one that takes you further out, long-term goals.
Exactly. So the third strategy is focused on how do we support the strategies that build a safe community for all. There are many, many families throughout our communities who have been the victims of gun violence, who really struggle with wanting to find a safe community and to build safety in their community. So we're looking forward to opportunities in the next several months to talk to our community partners about how do we make sure that all of our neighborhoods, all of our communities are safe for all of our families.
I'm interested with partners being involved this way. How do you keep this working well, Carrie, and not wind up stepping on each other's toes or duplicating efforts?
That is a challenge. The coordination and the communication is constant and always shifting. We have so many people who have stepped forward throughout both communities to try to be responsive to the families. We've really taken a role as the Help Now Fund partners to support other people in their response and increase communication so that we're aware of that. We are not trying to over-direct or over-control. We believe that more people helping is a good thing. And so each of the families is requesting a different kind of engagement. Some families are wanting a great level of privacy, and they really want to focus on their healing, and that's done in a quiet way. And for other families, they're posting a lot of information on Facebook because they want to feel the support of the community as a whole. So we're trying to be as responsive as possible to each of the families and to community partners.
Carrie, how do you think what you've done with Help Now could become a template for other communities in Michigan?
I think we're learning a lot about some of the decisions that could be made by community leaders before an event that would expedite the response if and when a tragedy happens. And, you know, we, as community leaders, have often thought about we need a crisis response plan for our community. In our minds, we might have been thinking, how do we respond to a tornado or a flood, a natural disaster, as opposed to something like this? But, you know, understanding who are the partners you're going to turn to first, what kind of vehicles do you need in order to facilitate charitable gifts, and how do you set up a communication structure so that you can be sharing information immediately? Those are all decisions that I think communities can and should be thinking out before an event happens.
Carrie, what do you think Help Now has meant for the community of Kalamazoo, both in terms of people who were caught up as victims and family members in this shooting, and people who in the community who want to help? What has it meant?
I think that the Help Now Fund is one of many sources of hope. I think that when tragedy strikes, and it does in every community across the country, people want to know that they're not alone. And they want to know that the support and the compassion and the love that comes from their neighbors can be channeled in a way that is responsive, charitable, and is meaningful. And I think that for the victims, for the community as a whole, this is one example of how a community comes together to take care of each other.
Carrie Pickett-Irway is president and CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, one of the partners in Help Now, this collaborative fund and a website that were set up less than 48 hours after the shooting spree in Kalamazoo. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us, Carrie.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.